Hi, this is Nathan W. Bingham, host of Renewing Your Mind, and I want to invite you to join us in Orlando for our Ligonier National Conference. Beginning May 23rd, Christians from around the world will gather to hear biblical teaching and enjoy fellowship together. This year's theme is The Way, the Truth, and the Life. Over 3 days, we'll focus on the person and work of Jesus Christ. To learn more and register, visit ligonier.org/2024.
Well, last week I wished you a happy Christmas. This week I'm wishing you a happy new year. And while it is the first of the year, January 1, 2020, some of you might be thinking about writing some resolutions. You know, those things you write and are all intent about keeping for a few weeks, and then life sets in. Well, let's go back in time to our friend Jonathan Edwards, because he wrote some resolutions. He wrote 70 of them. This was from the time of 1722 to 1723. At this time, Jonathan Edwards is 19 years old, going on 20. He's completing his MA at Yale, and he is also doing a brief stint as a pastor in New York City of a Presbyterian church. This church met by the Wharf in New York City. And Edwards was there for a few months. And so during this time, as he's trying to think about what he wants his life to be about, he does what he often did. He wrote. And so he wrote these resolutions. Edwards' resolutions start with a preface. I think it's very important that we remember this preface. He says this: being sensible that I am unable to do anything without God's help, I do humbly entreat him by his grace to enable me to keep these resolutions so far as they are agreeable to his will for Christ's sake. Now, there's three things I love there. One is his recognition of his own weakness and his own ability to keep these resolutions. And because of his own weakness, what does he do? Well, he appeals to God's help and God's grace. And so he wants God's grace to be at work in him. But then thirdly, and I love this, he's also aware that what he's thinking may not be God's will. So he doesn't want to bend God's will to his. It's the reverse. So what an important preface that is. As you make your resolutions and this quest for self-discipline and maybe getting control on certain areas and sort of pushing yourself, remember that we need this foundation of grace. Well, enough about that. Let's get into the resolutions. Number one is this: resolved that I will do whatsoever I think to be most to God's glory and to my own good, profit, and pleasure. He adds in this first resolution, resolved to do whatever I think to be my duty and most for the good and advantage of mankind in general. So there you have it. His first resolution is to live a life that is for God's glory and that will do the most good. Well, like some of our resolutions, he's got a resolution that has to do with time. And so resolution number 5 says, resolved never to lose one moment of time, but improve it the most profitable way I possibly can, to squeeze every moment of the precious time that we have. Some of these resolutions deal with his struggle with sin and his mortification of sin. And so number 56 says, resolved never to give over, nor in the least to slacken my fight with my corruptions, however unsuccessful I may be. So to continue at putting to death the old man, the sinful self, or as Edwards, learning from John Owen, would say, the mortification of sin, the putting to death of sin. One of these resolutions has to do with his commitment to Scripture and reading Scripture. And so number 28, Edwards writes, resolved to study the Scriptures so steadily, constantly and frequently, that I may find and plainly perceive myself to grow in the knowledge of them. So he's committing himself to study Scripture. A number of these have to do with the tongue. One of them is my favorite. It's number 36. Edwards says this: resolved never to speak evil of any. And then I love this. He adds, except I have some particular good call for it. Well, thank you, Jonathan Edwards, for adding that part. So have you made your New Year's resolutions yet? Maybe you want to go out, find Edwards, and get some inspiration for it. And don't forget the preface. It's by God's grace, isn't it? Well, that's Jonathan Edwards and his New Year's resolutions, and I'm Steve Nichols. And thanks for listening to 5 Minutes in Church History. Well, as we finish up today's episode, let's look to that 20th century preacher, D. Martin Lloyd-Jones. The Apostle Paul reminds the elders of the church at Ephesus of how he preached with tears. And Whitfield used to preach with tears. When have you and I last preached with tears? What do we know, to use the phrase of Whitfield, about preaching a felt Christ?